have been able to look at the first two games in the running game. What do you feel like is not clicking the way that it eventually can?
We just had some struggles. I got to do better. I got to break more tackles. Get back to my form last year. Anytime you start off 2-0, the first game was a very close game. Then that last game, just a blowout. So you're definitely very frustrated about that one.
But your shoulder as well.
Yeah, my shoulder, I'm good.
And everything,
yeah, I'm good.
You first heard that on the touchdown in the first game?
Nah, I heard it earlier than that, but I'm good.
A lot of changes on offense as far as, a lot of new players learning, the quarterback, receivers learning, the quarterback, players learning each other, and the offensive line issues too. I mean, has it just been a little bit different this year, a little bit more of a struggle this year, just not only for yourself, but just in general, get into a group?
I definitely just say it's different. Just we have so many new pieces, but I don't have any doubts about us putting it all together. Yeah, definitely. The first play of the game, we were both on the field at the same time, and it was other plays in the game we were in at the same time, so we definitely can coexist on the field at the same time.
What was your impression of how he started out and what he could do for your offense?
It was
fellow running back's perspective.
Seeing him in the game is what I knew he could already do. I saw it in practice and all fall camp and stuff like that, so I already knew what he could do. Everybody else just didn't know.
They're not thinking about him, what could that do for you?
It could open up things for me because, especially when he's on the field, they'll be paying attention to him, so that could open up things for me as well.
Jordan, last year we saw you start to get off in some games where you were getting fed the ball a lot, kind of set up your cuts, start wearing down guys with your physical style. Do you feel like that's still in front of you this season, that rhythm is still something you guys are searching for?
I definitely feel we can still get back to that. Last game we just got down by a lot, so you can't really run the ball then. But I definitely feel like we still have that type of season.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned that you get down and you can't run the ball. Sometimes it turns out you'd be better off trying to run the ball because if you don't get first downs, then they just get the ball back and keep cranking on you, you know. So I guess the whole idea is sometimes it's just to stay with it, at least through a half, to see what you can get out of it.
Yeah, that is true. We came out at halftime. We came out running the ball and things like that. So we didn't completely abandon the run game. But as the time went on, we just figured that we had to keep passing because we were trying to save as much time as possible.
You know, it's interesting watching yesterday and other games. Ezekiel Elliott had the same issues yesterday against the Denver Broncos. So the two leading rushers from last year both had a difficult day. But sometimes that running game just doesn't turn.
Yeah, sometimes it's there. Sometimes they have you skinned up really well. And like last year, we had a lot of success on them running the ball, so they were determined not to let us not let the same thing happen again this year.
Jordan, obviously haven't talked to us in a couple weeks now. What's been behind that? Has it been hard to voice your feelings about the season? Or
I've been hurt like after the game and stuff, so I've been getting like treatment and X-rays and stuff.
Nah.
Just come out and make those plays. We got to make catches. Got to get first downs. Keep him protected. Keep him upright. Not let any pressures get to him and things like that. And just play our hearts out for him.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan.